All right, this is podcast number 2, Construct Testing. Me and Chris Jobe.
Who?
Chris Jobe!
Ow!
Oh, Chris Jobe.
Do it!
All right, Chris Jobe, let's go over some of your accomplishments in the past year in the magical world.
I don't know if they heard that gasp, but I made ninth place at the 2003 Washington State Championship.
Rah!
I was the amateur, top amateur at the tournament.
Must be nice.
Got half a box.
2003? What was the format?
Standard, it was states, man.
Well, no, what decks were like?
Goblins.
What sets were in?
I took
Goblins, Affinity, and I didn't even play in that one.
It might have been 2004.
Who knows? Anyways, yeah, he did pretty, I guess that counts as good.
It was a click for the version for those taking notes.
Yeah, that's relevant. So anyways, now that we've got his lack of accomplishments out of the way.
And that's Zelda in the background, by the way, if you can hear it.
Chauncey's fighting Ganondorf, so we're going to leave that on.
He ain't owned by Ganondorf.
True, Ganondorf is but
I'll hold back the obscenity.
Okay.
Should I keep mulliganing until I get a good hand?
No. Oh, yeah, okay,
this
so the matchup.
This is the third time I'm mulliganing.
The matchup is Dragonstorm versus Boros.
Anyone who's listening would know that the dice roll wins it.
Probably.
We'll play it out anyway.
I'm playing Dragonstorm, and Chris is playing Boros. So, what are we doing here? Are we rolling dice?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all. Got a 5. Chris got a 2. 5 is better than 2,
dang.
So I'm going to go first. Are you keeping?
Yeah, I'm keeping.
I'm going to take 2, play Steam Vents Untapped, and Sleight of Hand.
You're
looking
at
the top 2 cards.
Should we use something for life?
Nah. We don't really need to. Not for this matchup.
Yeah.
I'm going to suspend 2 Lotus Blooms.
How loud should we talk?
And go. Yeah, you should talk pretty loud.
Really?
Well, especially with Zelda going on in the background. I don't know what's going on.
This is a terrible hand. Go!
You want to be able to
so
edit the
So, Chris,
vlog.
Play the Flagstone.
Huh? You want to be able to edit the vlog?
Yeah.
Chris plays Flagstone, and then it's my turn. So, I untap, remove the counter from
the
Lotus
Bloom. Well, I'm dead. I can't kill you by the time the Blooms come in.
I don't think I can kill you with the Blooms. Island, go.
You have counting time. If you remand this, it's game over.
Remand? I haven't won yet, so I got
go.
Done?
Yeah.
Alright, 1 counter left on the Bloom.
Two turn down, Chauncey.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to suspend a Lotus Bloom. And it's your turn.
Keep the counters on those things.
There's only 1 counter left on those, so they're going to be coming in next turn.
God!
No, that's fine. He 3 casts Solitary Priest. And a Rift Bolt. Suspend. And I'm going to Telling Time. And I'm going to take that card and win the game next turn. So I untap. Both Lotus Blooms come into play. I draw a card for my turn. Sacrifice the Lotus Bloom for red. Seething Song. Sacrifice Lotus Bloom. So that's 3 spells. 2 Lotus Blooms and a Seething Song, so that's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 mana. And I'm going to cast Dragonstorm. And I have no dragons in my hand other than Hunted Dragon, so that's a turn 3 victory for Dragonstorm.
I request that you search out the dragon.
Oh, wait, that's turn 4, isn't it? That's turn 4. Alright, I'm going to go search out the dragons then. There's a Bogarden Hellkite that I just put on the bottom with Telling Time. There's a second Bogarden Hellkite.
I'll have a check at you.
There's a 3rd Bogarden Hellkite, and Bogarden Hellkite number 4. There we go.
And my priest is pro-red, so what are you targeting?
I'm going to target you 4 times. And actually, I'm going to target you, what is that, 20 times?
Ah.
I guess 4 times.
No, SVG.
Okay, so just so you guys know, Savage Tech is pronounced Savage Tech, and it's spelled SVG Tech. It's a word that's often associated with us. A lot of us have emails and things like that.
But we didn't come up with it.
Did we not?
No, it's from MySing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, but that's so long ago, no one remembers.
What's common lexicon?
Man, you hadn't said anything.
Yeah.
No one would know. Jeez.
We should make up more words, actually.
We actually should, yeah. We should create our own little magic lingo.
We probably do something with Laux.
Ooh. What? Laux is Lauxy and magic. Hey, it's
Lauxy.
Like lousy but sucky.
Yeah.
Alright.
Laux is sexy. It's like Laux but sexy.
No.
Anyways, that's stupid. We're gonna. It's Chris's turn with Boros to go for it. So, I have 2 Garden Hellkites in my hand and a Dragonstorm and 4 lands, so I'm gonna mulligan. probably one of the worst hands you can get.
Can I whisper to the podcast what I got?
Yes, go ahead. Pick it up and whisper to it.
Where's the mic?
Right there.
In the front?
Yeah.
I have a gemstone mine.
Oh, no!
I turned my back to you.
Yeah. Okay.
This
so,
isn't a real podcast.
So Chris
no one...
Jobe tried to whisper into the microphone exactly what he had, but when he did so, he turned around and revealed his hand. So,
basically, he's an idiot.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to keep my hand. It's pretty bad, but it's better
wait,
than
John should whisper him.
Yeah.
No, wait. No, because
it's like a John Becker. Oh, my gosh. Forget it. You're up first. All right, so game two. Drink stones up one.
No. Gemstone mine, Savannah Lions.
All right, I draw... steam vents go. I guess crew.
Swing?
No crew. 18.
Go.
Tap, draw a card, play an island, and go. Helix?
End step helix?
I'm gonna remand.
Chauncey.
Draw a card. Oh, Chauncey just beat Ganondorf. Yeah.
Big beats with Lion.
I don't know, 16.
Suspend Riffle.
Okay.
Go.
Draw for the turn. Calciform Pool. Go ahead.
Upkeep Riffle to you.
13. Wait. I'm actually going to remand the whatever that spells, Riffle.
Okay. Beat.
Okay, I am at 14. And Rift Bolt. Done? Where's your mana?
What are you at?
I'm at 14. Man, Savannah Lions attacks for a lot.
Where's Drowden?
I don't know.
Go.
So I draw a card.
This is Sean's bag.
I'm going to Sleight of Hand. Please find me something. No. I guess I'll take that. I'm going to say go after playing a land.
Upkeep, Rift Bolt.
11.
God dang it.
I think I'm going to lose this game. Alright, I go to 9.
Go.
End of your turn, telling time.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, what terrible.
By the way, I'm stuck with a mountain and one gemstone mine with one counter.
Which makes it very difficult to win. So I have 5 lands now. Yeah, I'm going to play land, so 5. And, let's see.
Where's that?
Wow, I'm going to have to say go.
What are you at?
I'm at 8. 9, sorry, I'm at 9.
This is ridiculous.
I'm at 8, or 7, whatever. Man, I can't do math. Savannah Lions puts me to 7 on this turn.
Go.
Add a counter to Calciform Pool to the handset. Is that fine?
Yeah.
Alright, draw for the turn. Mountain. Ride of Flame.
Okay.
Ride of Flame.
Okay.
Dragonstorm.
For how much?
For 3.
Okay.
I'm gonna get Hellkite.
What are you at?
Oh wait, hold on. What are you at, more important? You're
20.
You're 20? I'm definitely gonna get Hellkite.
So what are you at?
Me?
Yeah.
I am at 7.
That's a game.
Yeah, I'm gonna do...
You can't
kill me next turn? Wow. He has nothing but 2 mana.
I need a mana.
Do you draw mana?
Well, it doesn't matter. He's at 7.
Yeah, Helix the Char, right?
Well, I'm dead.
He can't because the gemstone mine.
Oh, gemstone mine.
Yeah, so since he didn't draw any lands, I'm just going to win with attacking with the Vogard and Hellkite since I didn't Dragonstone for 4.
I would have easily won with sufficient mana.
It's true. Alright, so that makes it 2-0 Dragonstorm.
Damn, I went first!
Wow, I'm going first this game, that means. This is a terrible podcast.
Yeah, I know. They're going to be like, what's going on?
So much stuff is happening. well. Okay, so we are almost done shuffling. And on to game 3.
3 and finish.
Yeah, I think. Okay. Let's see.
God dang it, Boros sucks.
I'm going to mulligan.
Don't play Boros.
I'm going to mulligan on the play.
Me too.
Man, don't admit that until after I finish mulliganing.
Huh? No, dude. You shouldn't keep hands just because your opponent keeps you back.
No, but you... Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think there are times
if
you can keep a medium over hand.
Yeah.
Like, when your opponent molds to lower... Like, if you keep a two-hand hand with a 1-2 drop and no 1 drop... Well, I mean, not with Boros, because that's an amazing hand for us, but, like...
There is no... Even if you double mulligan, that it wouldn't affect my decision.
Well, I know, but it affects my decision, because I don't know if you're mulliganing yet, so I could potentially... Alright, I'm going to keep this hand.
Basically, it gives them less
information. Okay.
Steam vents, double suspend on Lotus.
What?!
I love a double suspend.
You do the commentary.
Alright, he plays Spike Stones. I'm, oh, you done? Okay. I'm going to draw... Island. Oh yeah, he has some Analyze too. Go ahead, on your upkeep, I'm going to Giga Drowse both those cards.
Sucker, I had no play.
Alright, I draw for the turn. Mountain, Lotus coming next turn, go ahead.
Am I dead next turn?
Nope.
Oh yeah.
I'm 18. First one. Oh, he's... Uses his Karu and his Flight Stones to play, and I'm only Nimbus and Suspend Rift Bolt.
Go. What's your life total?
Me?
Yeah.
18. Dreadship Reef? Go.
Oh,
I have two Lotus Blooms to play
now.
You're
going to win!
Yeah, you are.
Oh, Rift Bolt you.
Okay. 15, 11.
Wow.
After he attacks with Knight of the Holy Nimbus, and there should be something smaller for that. Cloth. Coton. Cotton. General Cotton. That's his name.
For what?
Shortened for Knight of the Holy Nimbus.
Oh, cot. Cough.
But there's an N. So you have to say cotton.
Coffin.
Right? Coffin? I don't like that. I like cotton because it's a word.
Go ahead.
All right. I'm going to add a counter to Dreadship Reef. And hey, that's terrible. Go.
And step. Helix.
Uh-huh. I go to 8. Do you have a char?
Oh, my God. I don't.
All right. I go to 4.
Go ahead.
I have two counters on the Dreadship Reef. Telling time. Oh my god.
I win! Do I win?
No.
Oh.
And activate Dreadship Reef, removing two counters to telling time. Wow! I don't have a Dragonstorm for days. He wins.
Yes.
I had so much mana I could have produced. Seizing Songs and Rite of Flames.
I could have cast the Chroma.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You can always cast a chroma with that deck.
I know.
Actually, our tech is to put one a chroma in the Boros deck because we always draw 8 lands.
Because Demon Fire is inferior.
Oh, you know what? We don't want to talk about the opposite of Demon Fire.
Oh, yeah, Demon Fire.
Basically, it's bad either way.
Yeah, I don't know.
John's checking his Hotmail right now. How's the Hotmail?
Actually, I'm going to set up an email for team in response so people can send us as a team email.
Man, my email,
my email's
actually Gmail, but technically it's Hotmail, because I get so many chicks emailing me.
Oh,
about the most recent
one. Oh, yeah? The one where the chick emails me and says, hey, really attractive guy who sits across the room from me.
I keep getting transvestite
man.
Porn in my Hotmail box. That's not a joke.
I really keep
getting it.
I keep, you know, when I spam out my...
The forwarding
my
address,
porn,
yeah.
It goes to everyone, so I'm sorry.
I swear... And the thing is, like, you can't click on it and unsubscribe because you know you're going to get all the viruses. So you can't...
But wait, you're subscribed?
Why
were
you
subscribing
the first place?
No, someone subscribed me. I keep getting subscribed to this weird stuff.
Remember that time I used your computer?
I did not subscribe it myself.
Have you ever put your email in any porn website?
No.
Uh-huh.
Why would you do that? Free? There's
point.
Tons of free porn. Everywhere.
I'm actually going to make sure that your mom listens to this. Although it won't matter because she won't understand it. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you your first? His mom doesn't speak much English, by the way.
Despite living here for 16 years. Or
you know.
Okay. 19.
All right. So he Battlefield Forge. Thunder Totem.
It's a proxy.
It's Corsa Solka. Okay.
What? That's the worst Golden
I'm going to go to 18 and
Tysus
play...
Tysus is the other one.
Play Sleight of Hand.
Okay.
That's on the office team bench. And...
I should have
go ahead.
I always mulligan with this deck.
Oh. Sick lands on deck. I'm at 19. Or 17, sorry. And Job plays Knight of the Olympus. Oh, yeah, and he's not Chris. He's Job. Everyone calls him Job, I guess, so.
I don't.
whatever, sleight of hand. Actually, I'm the only one who calls him Job, aren't I?
It's a large percentage of my friends, though.
It's true.
Don't be fooled.
I'm going to play Steam Vents after I sleight of hand. It's your turn. Okay, he attacks for 3. I go to 14.
Joke's on you. I'm winning this game.
I think you are. Oh, man.
That's it. Say what right, I did.
So he has, he played another Knight of the Holy Nimbus and suspended a Rift Bolt. So he's currently has 2 Knight of the Holy Nimbuses,
Nimbusai,
a Scorched Asalka, and a Rift Bolt in play.
Can I tell the podcast what I'm going to do next turn that'll kill you?
No.
Okay.
No one will never know. Alright, I'm going to draw.
You got to win this turn.
No, I don't.
Oh, Giga Drowse. Giga
Drowse.
Go. Upkeep.
Ahead. I'm at, what am I at? 11, or I'm at 13.
Yeah.
14. I'm at 14. How would you kill me?
14.
You could have potentially Solifuge. What is that? 3, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's still only 12. Man, none of this is possible. Alright, I'm going to actually go ahead and let that resolve and go to 11.
You're going
to
fortify for the win.
Chauncey.
Don't reveal the deck.
Beat.
Hold on. Your attack step?
Yeah.
Let's see. During your attack step, I'm going to Giga Drowse 1 Knight of the Holy Nimbus.
Okay. So take 3?
3.
What are you
at? Puts me at 8.
Puts you at 8.
Yeah.
Looks good. I'll go down to 17.
Free. Fairy Priest?
Riffle.
And that uses up his gemstone. Or his, whatever that thing is. Yeah, gemstone mine. So he has a Solitary Priest, 2 Knight of the Holy Nimbuses, a Suspended Rift Bolt, and a Scorched Asalka.
So no matter what you play, I'm going to get my Rift Bolts off, swing in for at least 2, and sack at least 2 more creatures to my Rissolka. That's 7 points. What are you at?
I'm at 8. I'm going to play.
You're at 8?
Yeah, I'm at 8.
Huh. I'm 1 off. I need to top like a mountain.
Alright, so I'm going to draw for my turn. And sleight of hand into... Yes, I win! Sucka!
You can do it for 4?
Oh, I can do it for 4.
Nice.
I'm going to... So I played sleight of hand. Now I'm going to ride a flame.
Uh-huh.
So I have 2 floating. I'm going to ride a flame again. So I have 4. I'm going to Seething Song. So I have 6.
Ah!
I'm going to Seething Song, so I have 8. And then I'm going to tap my Dreadship Reef, so I have 9. And I'm going to cast Dragonstorm for...
6.
5. 6 spells.
What's in your hand?
A Hunted Dragon and a Reef Man.
Wow.
You're dead.
Dang it.
So I had to find that... yeah, he did indeed have the Solifuge, so... So I definitely won that game. And we're moving on to game 5, right? Wow, these are fast.
No, game 4.
Oh, is that game... No.
I played the even game, so you went first.
Oh, wow. I went first that game?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't. You played Scorched Asalka that game.
Oh, yeah. This is game 5.
Wow.
When we play this back, well, no.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So this is game 5. This is the fastest thing I've ever seen. Dragonstorm's amazing.
You won 4 out of 5?
I won 4 out of 5, yeah.
4 of them is so inconsistent.
Well, no, I won 3 out of 4.
Huh?
We've only played 4. We're moving on to game 5 right now. I'm first this game.
Oh, okay. That's right. Oh, okay.
Alright, so Dragonstorm is drawing 7. And they are going to keep. I'm going to keep, I guess.
They keep.
Sleight of hand.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take that. Your go. Play Flagstones, like you do every game, and Fanlands. And I just play Mountain Go. I'll take 2. 18. I'm going to remand his Vanillans when he casts it. And he's going to just recast it. Okay. Off of the Battlefield Forge. I'm going to Sleight of Hand. Wow. And then I'm going to play an Island and Chris's turn. So I'm at 18 from his 1 Savannah Lion. I'm now at 14 from his 2 Savannah Lions.
14, huh?
14 in fact. What do you got over there, Chris? Making a decision on this play. I'm sure it's a difficult one. Man, oh, is this Ganon right here?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. Chauncey's about to be Ganon. Well, he's not about to beat him, but he's fighting him anyways. Which is pretty awesome. Okay, so Chris has decided on Gemstone Mine and Vendrick Bolt.
Yep.
Going to 18.
Yep.
And anything else?
No, I'm done.
Wow. I'm going to Telling Time at the end of your turn.
Oh!
Helix Meter Swamp?
Helix.
Alright, so that's 6, 7, 8, 9. I'm at 11.
No remand for you.
And, I got a card I wanted. That's good. Let's see. Draw a card for the turn. Oh, well, it's a little late. Mountain, suspend Lotus Bloom.
Okay.
Little
this isn't
late.
Going to turn 7.
Whatever.
Guarantee it.
Whatever. It's your... Well...
You should play Time Bug in there.
Yeah, that'd be an awesome card. Let's see. I'm going to say go.
Upkeep. Rift Bolt you.
Would that put me to 8? That would put me to 8, wouldn't it? Yeah, I guess that's fine. I'm going to tap a Savannah Lion before it attacks that.
Just one?
Just one. So that would put me to 6. So if he has 2-3 spells and 2-3 damage spells and 4 lands, then unless I have a remand, I can...
Helix?
So I'm at 6. I go to, what did that put me at? 3? So I'm at 3. He spends Rift Bolt. So it's Karu. So
you have
I'm
to
dead.
Win this turn.
I'm in a Telling Time on his end step. I have to get 2 amazing cards. And there's 3 lands revealed, so I'm gonna lose this.
Finally.
So 3-2 in favor of Dragonstorm, but Dragonstorm got to go first. So this matchup's pretty much whoever can win faster. It looks like.
I think a lot of matchups come down to who can win faster.
Well, I don't know. The Drowloo matchup is whoever can win slower when you're playing against another control deck.
But the thing here, there's like no interaction besides the remand.
Yeah.
So we're kind of goldfishing against each other.
Yeah, it's whoever gets the fastest draw. The random Bogard and Hellkite kill
Hard
your guys on turn 3 is...
Yeah, it's pretty good.
An odd one, but yeah. Zelda's using her power to hold off the evil king. You use your sword and deliver the final blow.
Sweet.
Hey, this hand's really good.
Keep.
Actually, it's not that good. Actually, it's pretty good. Alright, you keep.
That's your breath.
Alright.
Go ahead.
He plays the Rizvalka. I'm going to take 2 and play Sleight of Hand.
Oh, shock yourself.
Yes. That's what I did.
I ain't losing.
I'm going to take that, and I'm going to say go. I'm taking 1. 17.
God.
Cajun Javelinators. Wow, nice aggro. Good deck. Go ahead. Chris attacks 2. I go to 6. 15. 15.
Go ahead.
Draw for my turn. Play an island. Say go.
Unset Helix?
I'm going to remand the Helix.
Okay.
Hey, I win the game, I think.
Victory is mine.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Well, I need to draw one card, I guess. I have 2 turns up, so. I could draw land as well. I'm going to go to 13. I go to 10.
I'm at 21.
No, you're not.
What am I at?
You're at not more than 20. It's
20.
Sure.
Why?
Because he's taken 3 off it. Actually, he has to be at 19, because he helixed me last turn using a Battlefield Forge. He tapped 2 to play Helix this turn. And so that's 3 right there. And then he had to play Scorcher's Falco off that because he hasn't even played a red mana phaser.
This is BS, man.
Oh, wow.
You just want to win.
I win.
See?
All you need is 3 Hellkites and a...
Seething Song.
Dragon.
Seething Song.
Anyway.
Seething Song.
Dang.
So that's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And Dragonstorm.
You can also Giga Drought.
Tysus for the win next turn.
Yeah. Tysus. It's a proxy. So, when Dragonstorm draws 4 Seething, or 3 Seething Songs, it makes it really easy to win. Helps a lot, anyways.
Not my assignment.
So there's a pre-release tomorrow.
Ooh, that's pretty exciting. We're thinking about doing a little podcast on the pre-release.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I think that'd be pretty fun. Don't you?
Mm-hmm.
What would you, what do you think we should podcast? Do you think we should podcast some of our matches?
Yeah, and I'll be the commentator.
Nice. No, he can't do that because I have match help during.
No, I have a great voice. The judge will see my way.
Okay. Kellen's opponent has Char in hand.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm waiting for.
Wait, his opponent's cheating. Char's not in the format.
All your jokes center around that.
Big key.
I'm going to spend Lotus Blue on turn one and play an island. It's Chris's turn.
Crap. Go.
Wow, he plays Sacred Foundry, go. That's not the one that they
I didn't
want
to take pain.
Mountain, go.
Did we already mention
if you
remand
this, I'm conceding.
Well, Sean beat Zelda.
Remand?
I concede.
Yeah, you probably should. I'm going to remand that and draw a card. Oh, no, now it's not that... Now I can't win, I don't think.
Oh,
how many Hellkites did you draw?
I don't know.
Use Hardcast them, go. I can't deal with Hellkite.
Go ahead, on your upkeep, I'm going to go ahead and tap a Sacred Foundry.
Yes. Slaka?
Alright, done?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I can win. I was just lying all about that. So, Lotus Bloom comes in, Seething Song, Rite of Flame, Dragon Storm, and I'm going to go get Hunter Dragon and 3 Blue Garden Hellkites.
God!
Man, this deck's stupid.
Dragon Storm's good.
You don't really do anything. You just, like, cap Dragon Storm on turn 4.
I'm done. Podcast
right,
over.
I'm done, too.
Go to sleep. Read some books.
Do your homework.